A good system of selling accounts is the indispensable complement of a good system of finances. The Constitution of the Year 8 had preserved a commission of control to sit in judgment upon accounts. It was not equal to the immense work accumulated upon it from 1792 to 1807 of 11,477 accounts. The commission had passed upon only 8,793. The emperor, anxious to regulate everything, established the Court of Accounts, which brought up the arrears of this important branch of the public service. The emperor has been reproached with having inadjusted the taxes, too much favored landed property. It was his opinion that during times of peace, it was best to husband the resources of direct imposts, because these alone in time of war support all the burden, and that it was best to take advantage of the activity which peace imparts to consumption, to levy upon it indirect contributions which it cannot furnish in times of war. Besides, there may have been a political object in this temporary preference, for it should be noticed that the political changes which had taken place since 1789 had created about 10 millions of landed proprietors, and that these proprietors, all whose interests were attached to the Revolution, formed a class which the government had particular reasons for sustaining, because that body of new holders of land was called upon to form a public spirit. The emperor said one day in the Council of State, "System of imposed taxes is bad. Under it, there's neither property nor civil liberty, for civil liberty depends upon the security of property. It does not exist in a country where the vote of the taxpayer may every year be changed. One who has 3,000 francs rent does not know how much will be left the next year for his subsistence. The imposed tax may absorb his whole income. We see men for a miserable interest of 50 or 100 francs make solemn pleas before grave tribunals, and a simple clerk can, by a single stroke of his pen, overburden you by several dozen francs. In such a state of things, property does not exist. When I buy a piece of land, I do not know what I'm purchasing. In Lombardy and Piedmont, they have a land tax assessment book. Everyone knows beforehand what he must pay. The book is unalterable. Changes are made in it only in extraordinary cases, and after a formal judgment, if the levy is increased, everyone bears his share according to the book, and he can make his calculations in his office. One knows what he has, and he has a property. Why is there not public spirit in France? Because a proprietor is obliged to court to favor the administration. If he stands ill with it, he's ruined. Judgments upon reclamations are arbitrary for this reason. In no other country are people so servilely attached to government as in France, because property is dependent upon its favor. In Lombardy, on the contrary, a proprietor lives upon his land without troubling himself as to who governs. Nothing has ever been done in France for property. He who will introduce good law concerning assessments, cadastre, will deserve statue. In 1810, the assessment register cadastre was put in operation, and 3,200 communes, about 600,000 proprietors in these communes, enjoyed the advantage of proportional equality. Property in mines had never been regulated except imperfectly. In 1810, it was regulated by laws, and the emperor created a body of engineers of mines. The amelioration of the condition of the poorer classes was one of the first preoccupations of the emperor. In a letter to the Minister of the Interior of the 2nd November, 1807, he said that he would consider the doing away with mendicity a great glory. He established depots of mendicity. 42 existed already in 1809. In order to find the most effectual means of relieving the misery of the people, he solicited the advice of all writers upon the subject. He founded the Maternal Institution, which was to have a council of administration in every great city of the empire. The institution of the Sisters of Charity was reestablished with all its ancient advantages and without the abuses which had perverted its original intention. 6 houses destined to receive the orphans of members of the Legion of Honor to the number of 600 were established in 1810. The Hotel des Invalides received in 1803. A new organization and several branches were created at different points. Napoleon created asylums in the country for the veterans, where each person who was admitted received a rural tenement, a piece of land producing a net income equal to the amount of his retiring pension. In 1807, the property which a decree of the convention had alienated from the hospitals was restored to them. Convicts of the criminal tribunals and of the correctional police had been promiscuously mingled in the prisons with the suspected and the accused. The government adopted the system of central prisons exclusively for those who had been condemned to imprisonment for a year or longer. The emperor desired that public worship should be gratuitous and adapted to the people, that a decent burial should be granted to the poor without charge. No one has the right, said he, to lay a tax upon the dead. The poor should not be deprived because they are poor of that which consoles them in their poverty. He ordered that the churches should be opened gratuitously to the public and that if a church was hung with black for the funeral services of a rich man, it should not be unhung until after performing the services for the poor. It was his intention to reduce the price of places in the pit of the Théâtre Français on Sunday in order that the poor classes might enjoy the masterpieces of our literature. In the address which he delivered in 1807 to the legislative body, he said that every part of his empire, even the smallest village, the comfort of the citizens and the value of land would be soon increased in consequence of the general system of amelioration which he had planned. War prevented the complete realization of so many comprehensive schemes and arrested the execution of a great number of other philanthropic ameliorations. Among them, we cite the desire to put a stop to the inconveniences existing at the house of detention of the Prefecture of Police in Paris, where honest men were obliged to pass the night in company with thieves and worse criminals. Communes. The administration of France was organizing its machinery. It was necessary, as has been before said, to centralize everything in order to ameliorate, vivify, and establish with the intention to distribute later at the circumference its due proportion of power, which the center had temporarily absorbed. The emperor was alive to the importance of a good communal administration and said that care must be taken not to destroy the municipal spirit. He often took the side of the mayors against the prefects and desired that they should be present at the inauguration of the mayors. It was his opinion that the taxes levied upon the entrance of goods into cities or towns should be administered by the mayors for the benefit of the communes, and that the prefects should confine themselves to simple superintendents to encourage in the rural communes exchanges and settlements calculated to do away with the evils of excessive partition and of the tying up of titles to land. The government exempted from paying the fees of registry the first commune whose inhabitants should accomplish what was desired by a general mutual agreement.